Selwood on the outer side. Whips it back by hand to Narkle. He spun in a tackle to Atkins. They're running out of room here. The Cats. And the ball will be separated on the outer wing.
You ever had a boogie ball to drop in on you, Howie?
Yes, Chief.
How does that go?
Not well, Chief. There's the siren at the MCG. The Cats with a stunning second half. They have well and truly smashed the Tigers to the tune of 63 points. Huge win for the Cats.
The greatest team of all. We are Geelong. We're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
That's it. Doubled their score in the end, the Cats. The Tigers by 18 at quarter time. 9 at the half. Then the Cats went 8-1 in the third, including 7 in a row, to lead it by 35 at half time, three quarter time. And then they just went bang, bang, bang it again with a 5-1 final term. The Tigers by 63 points. Cameron 6, Rowan 5, Hawkins 4. That is dream stuff for Geelong supporters. Let's hear from the six-goal man, Jeremy Cameron, with Daisy Pearce, courtesy of 7.
5,000 at the G against the Tigers, and you kick 6.
It's obviously a really good feeling, yeah. It's, you know, it's great to play in big games, and I think it's just awesome that the boys stood up the way they did tonight against what we know is a quality side over a number of years. When you come up against Richmond, you've got to play your best footy, and we did that tonight.
And you were tested early. It looked like they were getting a hold of you, and at times you looked a bit slow in your ball movement, but things changed after quarter time. What was the message at that break?
Yeah, I think still to play composed footy, but at times get it in quick as well. And especially when you get in the front half, you're in the front half of the field, just to get it in deep to our long targets. And I think we did that well. Our forwards got up the ground, our smalls in particular, but also got back, and it really opened up a lot of space.
And it's not very often that you describe a Richmond outfit as looking a bit tired, but is that the benefit of a bit of kick mark and some of that control is to force them to defend?
I think so. I think at times, yeah, it's definitely... We come into the game knowing that they'd get a lot of momentum at times, and so would we. So it's just all about capitalising on that. And I think we had a lot better shots on goal tonight and really made the most of those opportunities where we sort of blew it a bit last week.
And this partnership with the Hawk, it's looking good on paper. The goals are raining, but have you got any more detail? How's it going down there?
Yeah, it's been tough. I've sort of spoken about it a little bit over the weeks, but I haven't really trained much during the week. It's just coming back from my injury and looking after that. And to be honest, last week I felt really, really sluggish out there on the field. But tonight felt a lot better. And I think it takes a bit of time, but it's good to see it's working well early days.
You're doing really well. Go and enjoy the win.
Thank you. Thanks,
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy. This is the Triple M Amy review. Amy, who covers clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. All right. This one is quite extraordinary. Tigers by 18 at quarter time, 9 at the half. The Cats, 8-1 in the third term to lead it by 35. 5-1 in the last term to win it by 63 points. Here's the Cats song after Cameron kicked 6. Hawkins 4 and Rowan 5. As they're just coming into the rooms now waiting for Jeremy Cameron, the man that kicked 6. Let's have a listen to the Cats song. Three-point win, 126-63. The Cats over the Tigers. Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. I'll give you an update on the leaderboard, Das. After 7 rounds in 6th position, Christian Petrarca with 6. In 5th, Clayton Oliver and Max Gorn with 7. So 3 Melbourne players. 4, equal tied, Dusty Martin, Jack McRae, Mitch Duncan on 8. 3 on 9 votes, Tex Walker and Sam Walsh on 11 votes. Second so far is David Mundy, and leading the Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots at the moment after 7 rounds, Ollie Wines with 12 votes. Ooh. Now, Noodles, my man, you've got the votes tonight.
I do. 1 to Rowan, 2 to Guthrie, 3 to Cameron.
Which Guthrie?
Cameron.
In a hurry, Nate?
No, I just thought I'd get through it.
Didn't want to mention anything about any of the players.
No, they're all very good.
1M, 2M, 3M.
They're all very good.
Didn't build a lot of suspense there, Nate.
Couldn't have been less enthusiastic. Didn't even run with the first name, Duke.
Far out.
What's on tomorrow for
You're
you?
You're phoning it in now.
Chewy, what are you doing tomorrow?
Harry, I've got a double header for tomorrow, GWS Essendon and Melbourne-Sydney tomorrow night at the G.
Okay, that was the Triple MVP award for Mungrel Boots, Choice Hotels around the grounds. Two games, is that a double invoice situation on your new contract?
Spot on, Howie.
Yeah, that's good, because you didn't get used to get that. Now he's rearranged it. You get to pay per game. Like
and should.
Clever,
yes.
And has put on an apprentice tube. That's how well he's going.
Who doesn't get access to all the stats Chu does in the computer program.
Holds back the good stuff, Chu.
No, that's old Ethan.
Fair enough.
He's going, well, what do you got tomorrow, Das? What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm tomorrow morning going
Boys
to I'm going to a game at 8:30 down at Xavier.
Okay.
Young Will's playing, and then I'll wander in. And I've got the same schedule as Chu tomorrow.
Okay.
Back-to-back
double
game.
Double header for you.
I've got the Twilight game, Howie. It'll be a beauty.
Is it a 10:30 wake-up tomorrow, Chu?
North and Collingwood. Oh, I might have a sleep-in tomorrow.
Sort of get up at 8,
10:30.
Go to the toilet, go back in, have a little bit of a wander around.
Roll over.
Might be
sleep
midday
again.
Tomorrow.
Midday.
Will you make yourself a nice lunch or you go out for a scrambled eggs? What will you do, Chu?
Not sure. It depends what mood takes me.
Do you cook much at home?
Sometimes.
Okay. What's your number one dish?
Whatever I feel like eating.
Okay. It's a free life.
Multi-talented.
It's a good laugh.
He's got a free life. What do you got on tomorrow?
Hit the bags tomorrow. I'm going to hit the bags.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to be there on time? Be there on time?
Yep. Oh, I am going to just really start to strip up, I think, and get ready for Fornsy.
Strip up.
I look forward to that, Doodle. Most strip down, but if you want to strip up,
correct.
That's good.
Whatever way.
All right.
He tails off at the end of the night.
No. I can't wait to see some of the bombs when he's hitting the ball. I want to hear it go bang.
Yes. I think we need to work towards that fight between Brownie and Kane Corns. You're saying come on, as in get off air? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I'll tell you what,
no.
You're going to have to get close to him, Brownie. You've got a lot of reach. You're going to have to get close to it.
I parked out the front of Chin Chin's, and I'm a bit worried that I've got a parking ticket.
Oh, okay.
That was at about 4 o'clock in the arvo.
Well done to Benny.
Away,
technically, well done to Tunners and Jason, the back rows. Leroy back in the studio tonight. Well done to the entire team here. To Tommy Brown, good luck selling his $2.6 million house. Everyone have a safe, wonderful weekend. The boys will be on with Dead Set Legends.
Brownie's done.
Brownie's gone. The Saturday rubber course.
Little
the
T-Rex.
Cats here by 63 points over the Tigers in front of 54,857 people. Have a super weekend. And as we always say, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks football.